there is almost a sense that you're going to be independent, but my God, you're going to do everything you can to see that your community flourishes. And that's how I see it played out in New Hampshire. The other great thing about the Flaneur ideas, they were very interested in what the crowd was and what the crowd was doing. And their idea was that they would go out to greet the crowd and just see what the crowd was thinking. And that's what would be the great thing for people to do, to become tourists of the near at hand, to celebrate the ordinary, to go look at things, and by looking at them, really start to see them and lift them up from invisibility. Why is this so unsatisfying? And I think because the commercial strip is a cartoon strip, and we are reduced to cartoons. That ancient belief, I think, is inside just about everybody. The Axis Mundi, the center of their world, where they organize their world from. New Hampshire fed itself with granite, and granite is a real part of that landscape, and people really have an intimate relationship with it. Everything, of course, is changing, and stone is just another ticking clock. It's just moving a lot slower than our own particular biological clock. People ask, what do you do? I'm curious about something. I'll go talk to people. That's about it. They were closer to the truth about Washington than we can be with most of our biographies. They were wrong about the facts, but right about the truth. People think, oh my God, the past was wonderful. Everything was resolved. Everything was settled. It was just a sunlit, wonderful world of virtuous people running around. And today we've got all these problems. And no, it's not that way at all. Movement, migration is really, I think, the key thing in American history, just this constant moving around. And that's why we've made such a mess of a lot of things, too. Again, you get that idea of this kind of endless migration, you know, to the farm, away from the farm, to the town, away from the town, to the city, away from the city, back and forth. So in a sense, we're living in a great experiment, and the experiment is us. We are the guinea pigs. What is happening is our rituals of grief, the way we mourn, are in tremendous change right now. Why are they going a little crazy? It's because they're not allowing enough space for themselves. They're not allowing enough time when they're not trying to do a lot of different things. There just needs to be time where you just are. That which was sacred, that which we had respect for in the past, we don't anymore. And basically, that's the earth.